Shalom, we'd like to welcome you to the website, and we will shortly be hearing from Brother Bill Houston, who recorded some great tapes back and put them on the radio back in 1984 through 1989, somewhere in there. He had about 100 programs, and we're going to feature some of them on this website. So scroll up there and find the audio sections, listen to Brother Bill. It's really going to be a blessing for you. I hope it's not some really deep things about the feast days, because Bill didn't keep the feasts. He didn't know about the names, or at least he didn't use them, or didn't realize the importance of not taking Yahweh's name to naught, and by not using substitute names and titles and titles that are not right in Yahweh's eyes. So we want to have that new website up with the audio and have Pastor Bill Houston of Olive Hurst, California on the net. I understand lately that Bill went up, this is the year 2010, I'm speaking here right now on a Sabbath day, that Bill went up to Hope, British Columbia, I think. Anyway, he didn't understand the separated names at the time we recorded him. He is a very inspiring speaker. And however, Bill will not be the main staple of diet on our website. Although my preaching is not as enthusiastic and trained as Bill Houston's is, I will probably be the main voice on here. So we invite you to check out Brother Bill Houston. Elder Bill was well known in the Pentecostal Seventh-day Church of God back in the 1960s and 70s. Another great place to go to, and using discretion, though, is Sermon Audio. There's 10,000 speakers who can bless you. They're not all good, but my favorite was David Cloud, because he reminded me of, before his fall, he reminded me of Jimmy Swaggart. And you get a little $10 or $20 player, an MP3 player, and you plug it into the computer, and it takes a few minutes to get initialized, and then you can go to a website such as ours and dub these messages on over to the player, and sit back and bicycle or ride a wheelchair or drive to work while listening to hours and hours of different speakers. Sermon Audio, they're mostly Sunday keepers. There's Dennis Lyle from Ireland, and quite a few others from up there in Northern Ireland and the Southern. Russ Sukia from Maryland Liberty Church, PCA, and Sukia is S-U-K-H-I-A, and Pastor Russ is right on the cutting edge. And then there's a message, "We're Not Home Yet," by Russ Sukia, that is taken from Revelation 21 and 22. There's a book I'd like to recommend here as far as media. Bill Schultz has the S-H-U-L-T-S, has a book out that's wonderful in support of keeping the law as opposed to breaking it. And let me see if I can find the name here real quick. One of the flaws is he uses the corrupt NKJV that's from the Alexandrian scrolls. But other than that, that's not going to stop me, because I have the KJV from the Antioch, and I can correct it if I see that there's a problem there. The KJV has the least problems with the Antioch scrolls. Antioch was a city near Jerusalem, about 30 miles away. Most modern versions use the Alexandrian Egyptian scrolls, while these newer versions, such as the NIV, do not use the for Yahweh, and have even other improvements, they run fatal mistakes. So this book by Bill Schultz, will be a blessing to you, other than the problem about the using the modern scripture version. This book will not deceive you with the scriptures quoted. We recommend scriptures using the received text only. The received text from Antioch, and that information is well documented at giveshare.org, on that website, giveshare.org, O-R-G. And The book by Bill Schultz is called Freedom Under the Law, and you can get it, I think it was $8 or something. Maybe it was even cheaper than, less than that, more economical than that, to be politically correct. GiveShare.org is one of the places that has all kinds of resources like Freedom Under the Law of Yahweh. I've been studying the law for many years, but that book was just an encouragement to me, none of which I can remember right now, but I want you to check that book out. Once again, the title? I think I've lost it. No, Freedom Under the Law of G-O-D by Bill Schultz on GiveShare.org. Hosea 2:16. It shall come to pass in that day that you shall call me Ishi, and shall call me no more Baali. For I will take away the names of Balaam out of her mouth, and they shall no more be remembered by their name. I will betroth thee unto me. Also see Jeremiah. Jeremiah 2:23. Chapter 2:23. Jeremiah 23:17. And 23:27. Somebody probably would like me to look that up. Okay, let's look up 23:17. And I think that's the heart chapter there of Jeremiah. I'm too far here. 23:17. And you probably know it better than I do. No, they say still unto them that despise me, Yahweh has said, you shall have shalom, you shall have peace. And they say unto every one that walketh after the imagination of his own heart, no evil shall come upon you. For who has stood in the counsel of Yahweh, and has perceived and heard his word? Who has marked his word and heard it? And then verse 27. How long shall this be in the heart of the prophets that prophesy lies? Yea, they are prophets of the deceit of their own heart. Verse 27, which think to cause my people to forget my name by their dreams, which they tell every man to his neighbor, as their fathers have forgotten my name. For Baal. That's a prophecy that is applicable to today, who use a substitute name, a corrupted name, instead of Yahweh's name. And it's not an argument between Spanish and Hebrew and English or anything. It's an argument for using the wrong name. We should be using the correct name of Yahweh HaMashiach. So shalom, my friends. Until next time, this is Brother Stephan Yah.